On the line all the way from New South Wales, I have Victor Klein from the New Liberals, a party that claims it's the voice of sanity, decency and reason. Welcome to Noongar Radio, Victor.
Thank you, mate. Love to be here.
Excellent. So, the voice of sanity, decency and reason is your party, yeah. Motto. Tell me, how do you feel about what's going on at the moment?
It's neither sane nor decent nor reasonable,
no.
I have to tell you. You know, I assume you're talking about the COVID situation.
Yes, the fact that they want people to get rat tests and there are no rat tests. And I think it must have been April of 2020 when I said we're going to need rapid antigen testing and we need to get it lined up now and we need to get manufacturing capability and we need to get quarantine in place, and none of those things have happened.
None of those things have happened, and I mean, I'm not sure how much you guys over there, you're living in a state with some sanity attached to it, I think, but over here in New South Wales, we've really stepped through the looking glass into Alice in Wonderland. You know, it's absolute chaos. Well, we, you know, today 40,000 new cases per day, but that comes about because what I call the Omicron, our Prime Minister, our
Premier
here in New South Wales. Sorry, whatever his real name is, Dom. Dom is, he's such a washout that you can't even remember his name. They're encouraging people not to get tested and just to test themselves at home with the rat tests, which of course people don't have because a lot of people can't afford them because the chemist shops are price gouging and sometimes just literally can't get them at all. And of course Morrison, whilst he can spend $45 billion unreasonably propping up businesses that don't have to send that money back when it turns out they didn't need it, where he can spend, you know, an unlimited number of billions of dollars that aren't even specified on submarines that haven't even been built. The government can't afford to provide the citizenry with the number one thing that would help bring this under control, the rapid antigen test that, as you say, you were talking about almost 2 years ago. So we've got this crazy situation where Omicron decides that the best way to do business in New South Wales is to let COVID rip and open it up, you know, to COVID. And of course, what happens is that you're the local business on the corner. You know, you've got 10 staff, 6 of them are off with COVID now, you know, or have been close contacts, so have to isolate. You can't run your business because it's understaffed. You have to close down. And, of course, because Omicron's done this wonderful thing of saying, you know, it's your health and it's your responsibility, then Scomocchio over there in Canberra, he doesn't have to give you any assistance from the federal government. So, like, we are seeing businesses, like just in the suburb I live in, we have seen businesses closing down every day. So this idea that you open up and it's good for business is killing business. And at the same time, we've got hospitals that are already overflowing, and that's now without what's obviously coming. They're having to pull in the surgeons and the GPs from the army to work in the hospitals. There's not enough wards. We had a case here of people are, you know, there's 5-10 deaths every day. And we had today to really make the point and drive it home, an absolute tragedy of a 23-year-old, young, fit man, no other medical conditions, double vaccinated, died from COVID.
Yeah, I read that this morning.
So we are living in this crazy, sick world over here that... you know, and I have to say that both the Prime Minister and the State Premier here in New South Wales claim to be good Christian men. Now, I don't want to get into a debate about religion in general, but I do want to say that everything they do is the antithesis of what a good Christian person would do. Mm. They do not care about human life, and they do not care... I mean...
Well, I don't know whether they don't care or not, but they're not actually doing anything about it. That's certainly the case. The thing is, you've got 11 people died in New South Wales yesterday from this. In the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. There are 1,738 people in hospital. There's 134 in intensive care. And six people died in Victoria. It combined, 60,000 new cases in New South Wales and Victoria as of yesterday, basically, because we're always looking behind at the figures. So these things are getting worse all the time. The other thing that I would like to mention is the fact that because the lines are so long for the testing, and that is the only way to get a real result from the testing, is to actually go and get the PCR test, then the numbers that we're looking at are short by an unknown magnitude. So they could be much, much worse than we're actually seeing in the official figures. And now that people are going out to, are having to go out and get their own testing and do the tests themselves, and apparently one third of people so far who, according to the reporting, and I don't know how much reporting there is, but only one third of the people who are getting the RAT test are testing positive.
Yeah, that's right. And that figure is the same, of course, with the PCR test. It's one in three. The experts I read today, some of the experts are saying that the number of cases could easily be double what it really is. And as you say, looking behind the news, I am fortunate enough to have some good connections right in the heart of the medical profession, and they're telling me some really fascinating things that you don't read in the press. For example, out at Campbelltown Hospital in Sydney, most of the people who are in there who are hospitalised and who are sick from Delta, right? Mm. So this idea that let's forget about Delta and let's you know, Omicron is not really all that dangerous, which nobody knows, by the way, but that's the story they put out. It's not particularly dangerous. Well, even if that's true, Delta hasn't gone away. No. And opening it up has opened people up to Delta. And although they didn't say, I imagine that young man died from Delta.
Well, the World Health Organization Director General came out yesterday and said that with both Omicron and Delta floating around the world at the moment the way they are, we will get even more variants and more people dying. That's what he said.
Absolutely. And another little story you'll be interested in behind the news that comes to me from one of my medical contacts. You've got a young woman, a young registrar on the wards of a certain Sydney hospital, right? She gets a phone call from a bureaucrat high up in the New South Wales Department of Health saying, I want you to start discharging people, right? He's putting pressure on her to discharge people that aren't ready to leave hospital, right? She had the wherewithal to say, look, I'm terribly sorry, you should be talking to the head of the hospital.
Yeah.
But they're trying to bully the bureaucrats inside the Department of Health, no doubt on political instructions, are trying to directly bully young doctors into discharging sick people out in the community so that the numbers look better. Because if you make the numbers look better, then everything's all right, isn't it? You
know? Hold that thought for a sec. We'll be right back after this break.
To be able to hear, listen and yarn. This is what we want for all our bubs so they can grow up with the skills they will need for life. Making friends, engaging in school and learning culture. So we've developed the Plum and Haps, a simple way of picking up listening and talking issues in children from 0 to 5. Ask your health or early childhood carer for a Plum and Haps check today. It's a simple yarn, but it could change bub's future. Visit plumandhaps.nal.gov.au.
This is a community service announcement from Noongar Radio. Hi, it's Andrew. This is 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio Perth.
It certainly is. And I've still got Victor Klein on the air. You're with Mark Patrick on The Breakfast Show. It's about 14 minutes to 8 o'clock now, Friday, January the 7th, 2022. Now, we were talking about hospitals, Victor, and how the government seems to be putting pressure on both doctors and bureaucrats to push people out of the hospitals, to discharge them from hospitals when they're actually not ready. Is that... That should be against the law or something, shouldn't it?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm a lawyer and I can't tell you the answer to that, but I think it's against the law in this sense that if you are a doctor, say, and you push somebody out of hospital before they're ready, and that results either in that person getting particularly sick and or dying, or that person infecting people who die or are particularly sick, that's got to be negligence, hasn't it? That's got to be a clear-cut case of negligence.
Well,
and if you're a bureaucrat who's pushing the doctors to do that, then you are equally negligent. Well, it's even worse than negligent because it's a deliberate attempt to interfere with human health. So I think there'd be a lot of big law cases that could come out of something like that. Look, my understanding is the doctors are standing firm. They're not letting the bureaucrats tell them what to do. But by the same token, I mean, there is a real pressure on them, if it's at all possible to discharge somebody properly, to do so because they're flooding in, and they're setting up. It's already happening. They're setting up marquees outside the hospital. For the nurses to triage the patients, it's not going to be long before we